back. I don't really care about that. But also, maybe this isn't the one I was looking for. I don't think it is. Because, like, with the differences, they show you two things, and you have to spot at least six differences, and that's the best part.
Like, I don't really care about that. But also, maybe this isn't the one I was looking for. I don't think it is.
Hello, everyone. This is Danny. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It appears that perhaps we are maybe back on the air. Please excuse us while we have some technical difficulties. We are trying to sort everything out. Do you want to... We're going to start to get the music back going for you, see if you guys can listen to that, so we can get our radio program back on track.
Oh, it worked.
So... Testing 112.
Stood a ring.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm joined today by the lovely host of Black Stripes or White Keys, Kayla. How's it going? So here at WMFO, we are experiencing some technical difficulties throughout the morning. The power to our transmitter was off, so we couldn't broadcast anything at all. But we called an electrician. It appears we are back on the air as of now. So this is Outer Heaven Radio every Friday at noon. Would have started at 11, but we've actually been here since 11 troubleshooting this problem. So apologies to everyone out there who tuned into your favorite radio station and heard nothing but static or signals from other stations, whatever it was that you heard on your car radio or your mobile devices. I am very sorry about that.
Glad it's back up.
I'm glad it's back up too, because we get to have at least a little bit of a show. We're here for like another half hour before we got to take off, but that's better than nothing. So
yeah, and for everyone else today.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
It's fixed.
Yeah, I know. It's a bummer. Some people, you know, commute here from places like Austin and stuff, and then to come here and then realize that the station wasn't even up and running would have been a bummer for sure. But hope you're all tuning in now. Hope everyone's having a great day. It is Friday, and the only thing that means to me today is that the new Quentin Tarantino film, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, has opened in theaters. And you and I, we have our tickets to go on Sunday. The Somerville Theater is showing it in 35mm. So if anyone out there is interested, I'm hearing it's pretty good. I'm hoping it's very good. And excited to see that movie this weekend.
Yeah, me too. That first one was classic by Soundgarden, Black Hole Sun.
That's right.
That was a request from my mom the other day. She's like, play that on the radio, and now that it's up, we did.
Hi, Anne. Thank you for the request.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I feel like that was a good song to kind of play as we get back on the air, you know, play some good old-fashioned 90s rock to will this station back into existence, you know?
Yeah, I got
will the show back into existence. So we're going to play a couple more songs for you while we're here for the next half an hour. We will tune back in with you all with PSA and some lovely conversation after a couple of songs. So hope you guys all out there are having a great day, enjoying the sunshine. It's 80 degrees out, I hear. It's a pretty lovely day. We'll get to experience it soon once we're out of here. But for now, we are going to go back to the music. everybody. We're back.
Yeah. I was just saying to Danny that I'm like, he plays a lot of 90s music, right?
I do.
And I was like, is that a 90s song? And he's like, no. And I'm like, I didn't think so. Because that band's very interesting. That song came out, you said, a year ago?
Yeah. Yeah, according to this, it came out last year.
Whoa.
I know. They're good, though. I like them.
Yeah. What I was saying was, the lyrics and his voice sound very pop punk, like 2000s pop punk. And even the background singing with the ooze, I was like a little pop punky, and even a little bit of the guitar, but the, like, as in how they're playing the rhythm of it, but the distortion is a bit more of that 90s sound, and the lead guitar part sounds a little bit like indie rock sound. So it's very eclectic. It was kind of interesting.
Yeah, and like I was telling you, that I think is one of their more poppy, for lack of a better term, songs. And if you dig into a little bit more of like that album or like the newest EP that they just released, you'll find that they do a lot of interesting things and a lot of things that...
A lot of meshing.
And yeah, they experiment a bit, which I like.
That's cool. I do like that. Because, yeah. I mean, pop punk meets indie rock meets shoegaze.
It sounds like a great combination to me. Kayla, do you have a PSA for us today?
I do have a PSA. I thought this was appropriate considering our recent blackout. But this is a different kind of blackout. Blackout emergency preparedness, PSA. If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet, shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you are currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergencies can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on.
Yeah, that's interesting. And you're right, it does kind of relate to our situation, given that WMFO here just had a blackout with the transmitter being down and all. We couldn't produce any music for you. You know what's funny, though, is so that PSA talks about house fires. I was actually reading a thread on Reddit today, which it was Firefighters of Reddit. What are some of the most common ways to start house fires or something like that? And one of the top responses, believe it or not, was someone was chasing an insect around with a lighter, trying to burn it, and ended up accidentally incinerating their home. Pretty crazy, right? There were some interesting responses.
Insects with lighters.
Have
you ever done that?
Not with a lighter, no. That's a little maybe sadistic if you're trying to set it on fire. I get not wanting the insect in your home, but I guess a firefighter reported that they had done that. Like, they had gone to house fires where that was the reason why, I guess.
Oh my God.
Isn't that wild?
That is wild.
There were other ones, but I feel like that was one of the more out there ones.
Yeah, that is really weird. Candles, obviously.
Candles, yeah. Another popular response was just electrical fires due to poor wiring, and that you might not even know that you have poor wires or anything like that, and that's important to have smoke detectors and
yes,
stuff like that.
Yeah, because, you know, if it's an old house, you never know what's behind those walls.
Exactly. You never know.
That's one thing I've learned from HGTV is that every whatever episode of whatever show it is, and they tear up the walls, they're like, oh my God, this problem, that problem.
So you just never know. Yeah.
You never know.
There's a lot of...
Asbestos, so many houses.
Yeah.
Asbestos,
and there's so many old buildings in this area.
Oh, yeah.
In particular, because this area is old. We're all old. Yeah, but sometimes old is good.
Old.
Am I right?
It is.
Sometimes old is good. Old music.
Yes, that can be good.
Not old food.
No.
Old cheese. Not like bad cheese, aged.
Aged, yes.
That could be good.
Aged cheese.
Yeah.
Aged, like liquor or wine.
Yep.
I don't know, is there any other aged food item?
Food item,
sometimes
I'm not so sure. Yeah,
like
sometimes vinegars, wine.
Yeah.
As far as food, I don't know. That might be it. But there are other good old things out there. So when we say that we, Massachusetts, is old, that doesn't mean that that's a bad thing.
Old houses are prettier than new houses because
they're gorgeous.
They just look not as authentic. They almost look like plastic.
Yeah, they have a lot of character to them.
Yes,
you know, a lot
character.
Of new homes all look the same. My great-grandfather actually used to build homes. Like he did like bricklaying and stuff like that. And he built, you know, I showed you kind of where my mom lives in that part of Medford. He built a lot of the houses there.
Oh, wow.
Just kind of by himself. And I don't know. It was a different time.
It was a different time.
And all that. But we're not going to be here for that much longer. But while we're here, we're going to get back to some more music. Don't you worry. And then we'll check in with you guys probably after a couple of songs. I wish we didn't have that blackout. I would have loved to have hung out with you guys since 11, playing music, having good times. But, you know, that was just out of our control.
Yeah, and at least we showed up to let somebody know about it.
That's very true. The station would not be up and running right now if we weren't here to say, hey, there's an issue. It was kind of weird because we walked into the station and all we heard was static, like, everywhere. You remember?
Yeah.
Playing all over the monitors was just static. We're like, what's going on? And we look around. There's nobody in the building. There's nobody in the studio. And then all of a sudden, we can't get anything to work. We're like, what is happening?
And then an email chain, an electrician.
An email chain, an electrician, a couple phone calls. And here we are. Thank you to the electrician who helped us out, by the way.
Yes, and thank you to WMFO Ops.
That's right, for guiding us through the process. We are glad to have been able to get this back on air for everybody to enjoy. All right, but for now, let's go back to some music. This is a track off of Slow Dive's latest record that came out a couple of years ago. And I think it's pretty interesting. Not as good as their old stuff, but I still think it's an interesting song. So this is Everyone Knows.
Everyone Knows.
Everyone Knows.
I know.
You know.
I know.
Kayla knows everything, by the way.
I know everything.
You know?
I do know.
All right, here we go. This is Danny. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yes, you are.
We'd like to thank everyone for tuning in after our technical difficulties this morning.
Yes, and thank you.
Yeah, and the time is 12:56, so we are going to be signing off in a few minutes.
We are.
So we have one more song that we're going to play for you. And then we will get out of here. Hope you all are having a lovely Friday, and hope you all have a great, safe...
A pretty nice day. It
is, yeah. A great, safe, happy weekend. We will be back Tuesday nights, 10 p.m. for Black Stripes, White Keys, the show that Kayla hosts.
Yeah, tune in.
Yeah, I think it'll be...
Danny's going to be there. We always come on each other's shows.
Exactly. Probably be the two of us, possibly someone else. Who knows? Anything can happen.
Guests on that one.
Yeah, so again, so we're gonna sign off with a song called Sidetrack by this band called Catfish and the Bottlemen, and I think you know a thing about them.
Oh, don't you, Kayla? Know a thing or two about them.
Oh, don't you?
They're one of my favorites. This is off of their new record called The Balance.
I thought of a plane as if you're holding up a card with my second name for a start. Wait for me, 'cause the driver insists that if we're gonna duck the traffic, then we take the bridge. So we do. Will you wait for me? When I think about it, everything about it, just let me up your drive again. You say that I should be everything you want. Trying to talk to God and she's forgot your name. You won't get through. Will you wait for me? And the driver insisted that we took the quickest route, but God, I'm not convinced. Now that's true. I'm five away from you. Feeling the back.